IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Viewpoint. I am Beaton. Once again, I have the honor to be the host of today's episode. And here with me, there are two dear guest speakers, Sheikh Rouhani and Brother Ali with me here. Welcome to the studio, brothers.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure for us to be here.
And we're going to have an introduction to the topic of today, and then we're going to ask some controversial questions from our dear guest speakers. So I'm going to start this episode with a really famous poem. Human beings are members of a whole, in creation of one essence and soul. If one member is afflicted with pain, other members uneasy will remain. If you have no sympathy for human pain, the name of human it cannot retain. Which is the poem Bani Adam, meaning sons of human or human beings, which is really famous from one of the Persian poets, Sa'di. And the actually focal point of this poem is humanity, as the topic of our episode is going to be humanity. And Brother Ali, we're talking about the criteria of this humanity religion, the problems that it would cause as a religion. And you mentioned two important hints about the actually variability of the criteria of this religion. For example, you may believe in something which you think is true, and other people will have their own opinion, and there will be kind of conflict in these two groups and so on. And the other one is that you cannot give something that you don't have in your characteristics and your qualifications. And I wanted to elaborate other problems of this religion. And after that, let's talk more about this, the root of this demand that people feel like there should be a religion called humanity. Why do they feel like there is something missing about the religions that we are dealing now in the world?
Yeah, actually, if we want to look at the roots of such a belief or such a, let's say, school, we need to search it in the works or, let's say, literature of Auguste Comte, from a French philosopher and sociologist or sociologist that was living in 19th century. So he came up with this idea of human religion or a religion of humanity, and it was actually followed by plenty of others, plenty of other, let's say, thinkers, and or imitated by some as well. We were saying that, I mean, in appearance, it looks a sort of beautiful term that, okay, yes, we need to be human and we like to act like humans. We don't like to, be something which, we don't like to be following a series of actions that do not have or do not taste or do not smell humanistic action out of it. So in appearance, in saying, it's really beautiful, but we want to say, okay, tell us about the, we need to ask about the guarantee of its application. So does it have any executive guarantee for it to be applied in the society? So who is going to be, out of what kind of, let's say, paradigm is it going to be judged and evaluated? Because we have a religion, all those Abrahamic and non-Abrahamic religions, they at least believe in a center or a day or let's say a time that they will be punished or rewarded for what they do. So who is going to actually check the goodness or badness of these actions? Again, this is a conflict that we see in these behaviors that we need to tell them. As we said, when we see their manifestations of their beliefs in reality, we see lots of contradictions happening. We don't see them to reactionary. We don't see them to have any reaction in different issues of the world. So what kind of religion is it going to be? And if it is going to be following good moralities, don't we have such a thing in the other religions? Let's say, for example, Islam. What does Islam say? I mean, out of all these beauties of moralities and ethics, so Islam and other religions, I mean, Christianity, Judaism, but the other ones, not in their distorted version, all of them have come to complete ethics and morality. The Holy Prophet says, "Inni ba'athtu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq." That is, I have been appointed to complete and make the complete the akhlaq. I mean, the values, the akhlaqi ethics, ethical values and moral values. So when we see that perfection of a religion is being seen and defined and reported in this, so we see whatever they are having its motto and a slogan, it has been implemented already in a religion by the name of Islam. So I want to say that out of a superficial knowledge, or let's say science in any of its definition, some came to define this and to check, I mean, whatever can be seen and whatever is visible, and they judged and they had their own statements out of this, and they ignored the unseen world, the unseen existences. So out of this ignorance, actually, they were entrapped by something which is called humanistic religion, or in religion of humanity. So we see in every aspect of it, when we check and look at it, I mean, we see that there is a contradiction and confliction between the reality and the theory.
Thank you, Brother Ali, for your elaboration about the religion of humanity and the confliction that there exists between the divine religion and the religion of humanity that human beings are trying to make. And humanity itself, in its actually natural sense, is something good. It means acting like the way that you have to act as a human being. And I think it can be a part of our own religion, Islam, too. So, Sheikh Rouhani, can you elaborate the Islamic perspective on humanity and the structures that are defined in Islam for the meaning of humanity?
Yes, as I said before, that any religion who can answer the very fundamental and basic questions of human being, that would be the best religion.
Yeah.
So now let's see whether Islam is able to answer those, for example, very fundamental, crucial, and basic questions or challenges of the human being, so that we could call, for example, Islam as a religion that could be also called humanity, if it can deal with those, let's say, important aspects of a human's existence. Look, for example, one of the main inclination of or desire of human being is his desire towards worship. This is what we see in the nature of human being from the ancient time till the modern time. Always we see the people, we see the human being with this kind of inclination and desire towards worshipping. Sometimes they worship idols, sometimes they worship, for example, wealth, sometimes they worship properties, sometimes they worship popularity, sometimes they worship different gods, sometimes they worship themselves. Different things are being worshipped by a human being. A human is always worshipping either, let's say, physical things, spiritual things, either some things like properties, monies, wealth, sometimes lust, I mean L-U-S-T. So these are what human being always worshipping. So even in the modern time, we see that again, human being are worshipping either technology, new sciences, modern sciences, or for example, sometimes sexual desires and needs of human being. All these things can be worshipped by human being. It shows that human is naturally inclined towards worshipping. They try to find someone to worship. It seems that it is like a program that is installed naturally in the human mind, in the human soul, that he has to worship. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the prophets to direct this inclination or this desire of human being towards worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that only He deserves to be worshipped. So this is one of the basic desires and natural desires of human being towards worshipping. Or for example, the other thing that human being is very much interested in or is very much inclined towards, which is the knowledge, is the science, is promoting or perfecting themselves in terms of knowledge, in terms of science. People always, or human being always, seek knowledge from the beginning of their life, from the cradle to the grave. Man is trying to achieve more and more and more knowledge. Then they die while seeking knowledge. So let's see that Islam, when it comes to this basic or natural inclination of man towards knowledge and science, towards acquiring and achieving knowledge, what is the response of Islam to this main desire of mankind?
Yeah.
Of course, Islam starts with learning. It's the verses of the Quran that first was revealed to the Holy Prophet is a kind of divine order for mankind, that iqra means read. So Islam starts with reading. Reading is a kind of preparation for learning, for improving your knowledge, for perfecting your knowledge. The first order to the Prophet of Islam is to read, to learn, to improve your knowledge. And in the whole Quran, if you read the ayat of the Holy Quran, each page of the Quran, if you look at, you find lots of ayat, lots of verses that encourage human being to gain knowledge, to, let's say, achieve knowledge, to improve their knowledge, to get more, let's say, understanding, better understanding of each and everything in their life. The other thing is our inclination towards beauty. And Islam is the religion that responds in the best way about this inclination of human being. The other one is dignity. The other one is eternity, immortality. Or the other one is social kind of, let's say, inclinations or economic kind of needs and inclinations. Finally, the sexual needs of human being. All these things that man is in need of are responded in the best and the most perfect possible way by the holy religion of Islam. So that's why Islam is the best religion. If we are trying to find humanity, we can find it only in the last religion, which is Islam, which is the most perfect religion with the most perfect responses to the basic desires and needs of human beings.
I think, dear Sheikh, it's better to say that we need to ask those who are following the discussion, or those who believe in the religion of humanity, to see if there is any answer from that concept, from that school of life, that school of thought, to these questions that you posed, and Islam actually answered them perfectly. So this is a good challenge to see if there is any answer for them or not. This, what we want to ask, for example, if they are indifferent to the marriage with, for example, maharim or no? I mean, do they have any any orientation in this world with regard to this, or do they have any viewpoint in, for example, living with animal or even marrying animals, or I don't know, for homosexuality? What is the answer to this? Or what other ethical or moral issues or challenges that we have in the world today? And most of them have been actually explained and elaborated by you. So this is a serious question to be asked.
Thank you, Brother Ali. Thank you, Sheikh Rouhani, for being here with me and answering the questions of those people who think like we have to make a religion called humanity. And, the thing that we have to keep into consideration is that the human beings are more complicated to be understood by themselves. And only the Creator itself, actually can understand the perplexity and complexity of this creature. And the religion of Islam is actually responding to all of the aspects of the needs that human beings are facing nowadays. And humanity is a big part of the religion of Islam. And in order to seek humanity, instead of making a new religion, let's try Islam. And thank you for listening to me. It was all the time I had for today's episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
shining bright, you came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, except Al-Habib. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها لنا يوم القيامة. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها شفعة أنا لها أنا.